This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here as you see Clint right there. If you're watching us on YouTube and Twitch, shout out to the great people on Mokarem Injury Lawyers. And you can watch us live as you have all week on Radio Row on the Mokarem Injury Lawyers video stream. And you can see Tyler. I see him. Hello, Tyler. Good to see you. There's the nipples.
Good to see you, boys.
Big day. It's Friday, closing out. We haven't gotten as much Super Bowl talk in here, Clint, but we will get there as well throughout the day. Got a couple of guests as well. We'll hear from Emmett Smith, the Hall of Famer, as he was juicy yesterday, and he is continued to be juicy around.
He looked placement right.
Yes, I wanted him to hear that so bad. I saw him earlier. He looked like he was in better.
He was rolling. He cleans up nice. He recovers well.
Yes, he does. He recovers well. But we'll hear from him later on today as well. All right, Clint, I did want to pass across a little Astros news on the Bregman situation before we continue and get going here on Radio Row. The Astros, according to our guy, Ari Alexander, he says the Astros have improved their initial offer to free agent third baseman Alex Bregman.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
So, all right, we'll see. Now, he does say, however, that improved offer is unlikely to get a deal done. But this does seem like, Clint, that they are at least working to entertain him coming back. I mean, we haven't really heard, like, anything clearly that has knocked his socks off to say, ooh, I want to be back. I want to come back from any team, or I want to go to any team. Until now, and now he is saying, or the Astros are saying, they're upping their offer. So that is the latest there. It looks like they're making an effort.
Yeah, look, I mean, right after, you know, yesterday talking about I love the way the Astros are handling it. Now all of a sudden they jump in and they make another offer. I think the only thing I can make of this is that it probably leans into the validity of them wanting him back.
It feels huge.
And being willing. It's not just it's not just talk, and it's not just a source. It's true. You know, they're clearly trying to at least make themselves more attractable or more attractive to Bregman and trying to play ball, but just not willing to seal the deal. So I don't know what to make of it, other than I think there's obviously just some validity to the reports now that they're clearly interested.
What you got? You got crawfish? Deep fried alligator. I will Absolutely. Try some deep fried alligator.
Little Louisiana fish fry.
There you go.
Here,
there you
Thank
go.
You, man.
Gator's good, man.
I've never had alligator. First
very,
time.
Very good. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I find it very, very interesting that this feels like this got to be Jim Crane, right? Like this has to be. But you're talking about raising the offer. This has to be Jim Crane, and now I would think it's been him the whole way in terms of pushing to get potentially bring Alex back.
Yeah, look, we talked about it yesterday. Like I think Jim Crane is definitely signing off on anything Bregman that's out there.
I think he's kicking it.
Yeah,
off.
he could be pushing it, right? So, I think they want him back. I mean, obviously they don't want him back tremendously, or they'd go make the offer, they'd get him back. He's clearly available, and it's clearly not, the value isn't what he thought it was. But I like where the Astros are in terms of staying in the game with Bregman.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there, and that thing continues to roll through as we'll see if he is an Astro or going somewhere else. The other day the thought was the Cubs were in the driver's seat on this, but we'll see what happens there. As we continue to roll through here, I do want to stop here and say, yes, we were the top 20 show, number 20 show in all of America and Mexico and Canada. So all over North America, we were a top 20 show. But, Tyler, Clint Sterner's up for another award, Sports and Entertainment Specialist. Clint Sterner is up.
Well, I'll be damned, boys.
Star Award finalist right there. Look at that, Clint. Clint's up right there.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. That's I need to do a little digging. I got to figure out what it's all about. Well, who I'm up against, what it's all about. What did I do to deserve even being on the list? I don't know. We'll I need to do some digging on that.
I will say this, and I speak for Tyler on this. The Drive doesn't have space for second place.
Oh.
Hell nah, that's just the first to lose, baby.
Hey, look, I'm just honored to be on the list, man.
I'm just honored to be on. Yeah, just
you're
telling
repping
you we
us
got room
well,
for
man.
Place.
That's big time. That's big time.
I'm just
time.
Honored to be on the list, man. I think there's a list of about five folks. Randy McElvoy, Justin, my eyes are so bad. Kemp Kempisti.
Now that's it.
How do you say his name? Is that right? Did I say that right? Greg Bailey, Matt Thomas,
Greg
Martinez,
Bailey.
And then myself. There's six of us.
Big. There it is.
Yeah, man.
Go get a dub.
It's an honor to be mentioned, man. Be recognized.
That's two in a week, man. The Drive is just shooting to the moon, you know?
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Shooting all over it.
Let's see if we can get
place.
This dub first, boys.
Making a mess.
I'm just saying, we don't have place for second.
I appreciate
second
you bringing that up, though.
It's cool, man. And hopefully you get you a dub, and happy for everybody in Odyssey who've been nominated. A lot of people on the team being nominated as well. Shout out to Aaron Kapner, who's nominated as well, who just texted me and told me seventh isn't bad. Seventh is lucky seventh. That's a bunch of garbage anyway. By the way, Reggie, come on. Me and Reggie got to have a personal conversation on seventh.
Yeah, y'all spent a lot of time together.
Well,
what happened with
y'all
seven?
A lot of time together.
Well, Reggie did a ranking of
roommate ranking.
He did a roommate ranking.
Oh, I heard a little bit of that. Yeah,
and seven?
Oh, you three? Got seven.
Wow. And I was, hey, and I made sure that young man didn't go out alone.
Yeah.
I stayed with him.
You did.
I stayed with him. I got 19,000 steps the other day walking with Richard.
I felt like you'd be like well kept as a roommate. You seem to be like a very organized kind of guy.
I had Ron for one night, and he was solid, quiet in there. I mean,
did he make it worth your while?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely, man.
That's good.
It wasn't bad. All right. Look, the Texans, this is – we're at the Super Bowl. We're seeing the Chiefs who have won the AFC. We're looking at the other teams around the conference. And a lot of things that come about is, hey, preparation and coaching, and especially on the individual sides of the ball. And I think that is one of the advantages that when you see these teams, Clint, that are constantly – in the mix, that are constantly up there, usually when you look at the guys that are leading those two sides of the ball, the offense and defense, they usually are guys that are exceptional, that are either about to be head coaches, were head coaches, and I think year one was probably something that you felt was good with the Texans when they had D'Amico, who was calling their defense, and they had Bobby Slowick, who was calling their offense, and you felt pretty good about it. And the thought was that will grow. Right now, when you look at it, they have a new signal caller over the offense. And when you look at them, it's D'Amico still on the defense calling plays, and now Nick Caley. Where does that compare to the other guys that they are going to have to be faced with? You got, you know, Reed and Spags in Kansas City, McDermott, who calls the defense for the Bills, Joe Brady, who has really shot up. There are multiple guys, Baltimore, Todd Monken, who's gotten head coach opportunities, Zach Gore, a lot of people are excited about. Where do you think the Texans find themselves kind of in that range with their signal caller?
Well, look, right now, I mean, I think you're at the bottom of the list. I mean, because, I mean, D'Amico can only do too much. I think they've got it figured out at the defensive side of the football, obviously with the defensive coordinator. I think D'Amico is one of probably top two, top three defensive play callers in the game. I mean, just absolute game changers. And that side in Houston is well taken care of. But the whether you look at it as Bobby Slowick and the way that this year he backslid, or you look at it with the new guy with Nick Caley that's never done anything in terms of calling plays or building a playbook or designing a plan, you know, he's never done anything. So I would say that the Texans are on the bottom looking up as it pertains to decision makers and play callers, with really the, let's just say, the powers that be in the AFC. Again, you mentioned the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens. You can even look at Cincinnati with Zach Taylor and Al Golden now. Greg Roman and Jesse Minter in L.A. with the Chargers. The Pittsburgh thing is interesting. You got Arthur Smith, you know, calling the offense. Obviously been a play caller, been a head coach.
Yeah.
And then Terrell Austin, I don't know a whole lot about him. I think he's a first-year play caller last year. That defense got better, I think, as the year went.
Yeah, he's been around. Yeah.
Yep. And then you got Peyton and Vance Joseph. Those are some pretty long in the teeth type of guys and type of duos that are calling plays, designing like offenses and defense.
You look at Denver, that Sean Payton and Vance Joseph, two guys. Ooh. Sean Payton's won a Super Bowl. Vance Joseph been a head coach. And we're looking at, you're talking about guys that were, and this is like a seven seed, right? This is like a borderline playoff team in the Broncos that you have to, and that's where you say the mystery is with Nick Caley. You got to, like, he has got to.
Well, that's just what you're up against, right? Yeah. And so he's got to be good, and he's got to be really good quick for this team to be, you know, have the staying power. I mean, the division, like I said before, it's a talented football team. They're going to win the division. But when you get into games and you're playing opponents that, hey, the polos on the sideline are going to be a major factor because the rosters are so tight and the teams are so clean, that the scheme and the timing and the game management stuff becomes glaring if it's not right. And so in those moments, you know, is Nick Caley going to be able to rise to the occasion? Is he one of those guys that can get on the same level with an Arthur Smith, a Sean Payton, Greg Roman, Zach Taylor, Todd Monken, Joe Brady, Andy Reid? Can he get on the same page with those guys? I think in terms of, if you just look at Nick Caley, like, I think Nick's going to do a good job.
The arrow's pointed up.
Like, I think Nick will do a good job, right? I mean, good is 9-10 games, win a division.
All right.
I think Nick will do a good job.
What would you say Bobby Slowick did?
I think if you look at the whole picture, I think Bobby Slowick did a decent job.
Okay. Trying to compare what's a good job.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not comparing him to Andy Reid. What I'm saying is these guys, like, taking everything into consideration, never managed an offense, never led a team, never called a play, right? I think all those things taken into consideration, he's got a good roster. I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be a good play caller, and I think we'll see a lot of good from this team. Now the question is, can you make a already good team great? Can you be the weapon on the sideline that's not holding the team back? That's actually because you in this year, there's no doubt about it. There were times when Bobby Slowick, I think his stubbornness held this team back, right? You know, I think whether it's the inability to do it or stubbornness to fix the protection, just schematically what they were doing, I think that held this team back. And so, you know, you got to be great in those positions, not just better. So there's no doubt that they picked a guy that can be probably a good offensive coordinator.
That was my thinking. Is I thought Bobby was solid.
Yeah.
I thought he was really good his first year. But you look at everything, it's solid. It clearly, what they're saying is, yeah, there was some issues, but We want to. It looks like we don't feel like we're competing with those top lists, those top guys.
And that is an accurate feeling.
When we have to go up against, and obviously I hope they understand that some of it is dudes that they have in certain areas. But I think they're looking at it and thinking, we're at such a disadvantage maybe going up against Spags or going up against Orr and the Ravens. Like, we're at such a disadvantage. At some point, it's like, yo, we feel like we can tread right here, or can we look and find something that can have us compete up at that level?
And that's what he's tasked with. We'll see if he can get it done.
Yeah, it's a tough roll of the dice right there for him. Hopefully they get him some dudes in here to help him roll through here. From the text line, 19,000 steps, probably could have started a fire.
Friction,
with that,
baby.
With that thigh friction, you got Ron.
Yeah, that's good.
It's not, man. It's not just.
I mean, they're at Super Bowl Radio Row here.
My dogs were barking after that.
Has birthed some nice.
Let me tell you about Disney.
Oh, and yeah, I got
that's
that.
Where he, that's where he's fixing to go.
Christ, I got that next week.
Sidewinders, right?
My feet haven't hurt that good or that bad in quite some time.
What kind of shoes do you wear? Should I get some Brooks?
Don't do what I did. I rocked the normal Vans. And,
oh, you idiot.
That wasn't the look. That was not the move because Man, my feet
your pictures
were
look
killing
good.
Me. Oh yeah. I looked damn good per usual, but my feet were hurting like hell.
What's those shoes that I see a lot of older people wear? God, my mom wears them. My father-in-law
or something.
What? No,
On Cloud is one of the walk-in.
Oh, they're it's a weird name. They come in like weird colors.
I know Asics. What you're talking about. No. My wife's got a pair of hookahs.
Hookahs, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I've heard of that. Besides the flavored tobacco,
go look at them. A lot of people say the hookahs are. I might have to try to go and invest in those for a slide to Disney.
Big souls now.
Yeah, I know it. They look so weird, man. I saw like an all black pair one time that looked straight.
And dude, every day we were in Disney this past week, the minimum amount of steps that I took in a given day was like 21,000.
Mm.
It was wild.
Wow.
It was fun.
21,000? Nah, I don't know. I got that in me. And you? Yeah, I don't know, boy. Ooh, that's tough. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll continue riding here live. We'll speak to. Maybe a nice little person you'd like to hear from coming up here. Stay tuned with us right here live on The Drive.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here Radio Row. And it's been a fun week. And we've had a good time here and enjoying ourselves, and hopefully you all have enjoyed the ride with us. But, Glenn, I will tell you who has not had a good week.
Who's that?
The Houston Rockets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it last night. I had a little party to go to.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Yeah, we were watching it towards the end before we took off, and it was not great. They lost their fifth straight, 127-114, and Şengün was back. Obviously, Fred VanVleet was out, but they had really everybody else. And it's not only have they lost five straight, they've now dropped the last 2 days multiple spots in the standings in the West. They had been in the two spot for, or as Tyler would say, the two hole. For a long time, and now they dropped to the three spot, and then after their loss yesterday, Denver passed them up, and they're only one game in front of the Lakers right now, or they'll be in the five spot.
Holy when you, mother of
yeah,
God.
When you lose five in
got
a row,
real quick, didn't it?
That's what happens. Ime Udoka, the head coach, you know when he gets himself good and ticked off, you know he likes to challenge people. Here was Udoka talking about the state of his team right now.
The identity we kind of formed was being a tougher team, aggressive team, and now we look like one of the softest teams in the league. And so,
I love it.
He loves to.
I love
boy,
it.
He loves to hit him right.
Yeah,
he
man.
Hits it. There is nothing. No athlete hates more than that soft word.
Well, there is, and you know, there's. You're right. It is definitely.
That's a trigger word, right?
Ain't no doubt about it. I was searching for the word. Trigger word is exactly right, but it's. The thing is that it's one of those that is either blatantly obvious or not. Like if now he's obviously a guy that speaks his mind a little more freely than most coaches, and so
yeah,
other coaches may watch that and go, "Oh, that wasn't soft. That was this or that." But he just feels like when his team plays a style of basketball that's not defined as any level of soft is their identity, and he don't feel like they're getting that done.
Because the softest teams in the league.
He explained the identity. Mm-hmm. And then said, and yeah. Now we look like one of the softest
teams.
Well,
when I walked out the door, Dylan Brooks was locked up with Edwards, and so I'm assuming they went soft from there, huh?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it all went flaccid.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. He said Dylan Brooks is one of the dirtiest guys in the game. But with that, as we're saying, right, as I said, man, they have dropped. They are the four seed now, and they are. I mean, they're another week away from being the seventh spot. Like, yeah. I mean, they can, as the West is really bunched up, have you, and 713-572-4610, I see Guy Gene already on YouTube and Twitch. I think I know where he's leaning. Have you gotten to a place of concern yet with this group right now and the way things are looking?
Well, I mean, I didn't see exactly what last night looked like, so I don't want to lean too much into the soft part of Ime Udoka's, you know, comments.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I think anytime you start, you know, you go on a run like this, and I'm less worried about dropping in the standings and more just now you start questioning when it happens 5, 6, 7, 8 times in a row, you start questioning which one are they, right? Which one are they, right? You got are they the team that was killing it early on, or are they a team that has lost five and that's more their identity, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see, man. It's a young team, so there's probably gonna be a little bit more of a roller coaster ride along the way, and we'll see how it all pans out when it matters the most, the end of the season and the playoffs.
All right, as we are joined here in the exclusive. The exclusive furniture hot seat. How you feeling in that seat right there? You got good and comfortable with you?
It's real comfortable. I can't complain, man. Nice little cozy joint.
All right, as we're joined by Stephon Diggs here. Man, we appreciate you jumping in with us. First off, man, how's the health going? How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm just getting back to it, you know, grinding, man, taking it day by day. So,
what's that day by day look like for you?
You know, just eating right in the morning, you know, getting treatment, light little workout, stretch therapy, you know.
Same old stuff. This ain't your first rodeo, is it?
No. We've been doing this, so, just trying to get ready and make the next of the best.
Hey, take us behind the curtain a little bit here. I mean, I know you're a professional and you got to kind of be a little bit guarded about it, but Bobby Slowick. You know, moving on in Houston and new guy Nick Caley coming in. Just your thoughts on that offensive coordinator move.
I think it's a good move. I definitely think it's a good move. I think he's a good guy. Bobby's a good guy. And that's really all I got to say about him. I ain't going to say too much, man. You know,
well,
if you know, you know.
Right.
There you
right.
go. I got you. Talk about a little bit about the transition coming from Buffalo and not necessarily with the coach, but meeting the guys and getting a part of D'Amico's system and everything there. What was that like coming from a winning program in Buffalo to a team that's trying to get to that level?
Right. I'm not going to say we're trying to get to that level. We're there. We just, you know, we're just still putting it together. You know, it's a camaraderie. And I feel like, once the we put more time in this offseason, we just come more together as a group, as a family. It's gonna work out.
You coming back? You just said we about three times, man.
Less is more. Less is more, brother. Less is more.
Well, I mean, at least is that in the thought process? I mean, would Houston be a place if you're choosing? Would that be a place you'd be open to coming back to?
You know, just working with my team and the right people, you know, we're just putting it together. You know, what makes the most sense? You know, that's going to be the move. What makes the most sense?
Yeah. Thoughts on just overall on CJ? I know you're high on him, but just your overall thoughts now it's true. There's some true time together, time on task together.
Nah, CJ's that guy. CJ's that guy. I love him, man. I love him. That's a brother. And together, you know, great things. Yeah, he's growing. I'm still growing. So we're going to keep growing.
All right. Real quick, I do want to get your thoughts on the Tank Dell situation, man. What was being around him? And I know he seemed to just, at training camp we watched, seemed to gravitate towards you and seemed like you guys got close. What was that like, his injury and all of that, and what you've seen from Tank thus far?
Well, as far as gravitating, that's brotherhood. You know, just brotherhood being in the same position. And, you know, it's going to come together. We're coming together. What would I say? As far as injury stuff, you just got to, you know, stay to it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Are you punking us?
Cause there ain't no doubt.
You ain't Stephon Diggs.
I'm not Stephon Diggs. Who thought I was Stephon Diggs?
Am I tripping?
No, you ain't. No one bit. Okay. I've been sitting here thinking myself.
I thought about it when you sat down, man. Who are you?
Say what
I said, who are you?
Well, I'm CJ Taylor. I'm a core movement specialist. I work with a lot of the players. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you getting this.
For sure. Right, I had to run with it. Bro came and got me.
You sat down. I was like, that ain't Steph Diggs, man. What are we doing?
I don't know what. Yeah, I was sitting there thinking. I appreciate it. Man. All right, man. Yeah, that's all we got. You did it, though. That was nice. That was nice. The glasses, I'm looking behind him. I was like, I know his teeth ain't that nice.
Hey, yo.
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
I appreciate that. All right, man. All right.
What the hell is going on over in New Orleans?
We got. we got. All right, boss, man. I appreciate you. Coming up. This is The Drive. We'll talk about the Super Bowl coming up next.
Clint, you know what? We'll talk in the break.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yingling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right.
Go ahead and make my petition to be on this Super Bowl trip next year so I can verify some identities. Holy hell.
The Drive is in the driver's seat for the gold medal of the turd list coming up on Thursday. Listen, I'm going to apologize. That was my initial assessment was... These glasses are throwing me off. That is not.
Didn't sound like him. Didn't look like him.
And I was looking. I'm sizing him up. I'm trying to go to the side. Like, it was so much so I didn't even say his name at first. And then I said, well, all right. And then he started answering these. At first, I gave him to him, and that was bold, boy. He ran it.
That was ballsy. When he sat down, I'm like, this ain't Steph Diggs. I'm waiting for you to introduce him. So I could figure out who it was. I didn't know what guest it was when he sat down. I'm waiting for you to say his name so it can dawn on me that I go, hey, and you said Steph Diggs, and I was like, this ain't Steph. But the glasses were so big, and then he had the tattoo on. You see the tattoo on his right shoulder?
I'm looking up pictures. I'm in.
And my mind is blown.
That was Ashton Kutcher slid in here. He was smooth with it.
He was smooth with it now.
Yeah.
The D tattoo on his arm threw me off, too, because the only letter I could see was the D, so I thought maybe it is a Diggs. Maybe it's the other Diggs, and we just said it wrong. What are we doing here?
No, I was about to say I thought it might have been the corner. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Odds are Steph Diggs ain't walking around right now.
Text line 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, this is your time. You need to be all over our ass on that one. I'll read them all off. Text line coming through. All black guys look alike. You're right. Good one. That's a good one. You're going to have to explain that one. I got nothing. How the hell did you three dumbasses think that was Stephon Diggs?
First of all, friend, I ain't there. So you can shut the hell up.
I don't think they're talking to you.
Wow.
Jose Alberto, that was embarrassing.
Very.
I was, uh, I just, I just didn't know how I wanted to approach it once I was clear. I blanked out. Who was the gentleman? Did anybody catch his name?
I think T.C. Taylor.
He's nobody. He's nobody.
He said, I do. He said,
it's
I do train.
He's already taken up enough of our damn airtime.
I do train some of those guys.
T.C. Taylor, Tyler. Look up.
Don't have give sure, a damn. He's a sure clown is what he is.
I'm gonna try
he's
to
a
do
loser,
that
and I can already tell you who's getting a golden turd next week. Good God, I am more dumbfounded in this moment right now than I have been in my entire radio career.
I thought you were going to try being dead in the middle of it looking at me.
No, yeah, I just, holy
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, hey, you got to laugh at it. You got to laugh.
Maybe I will
boys.
Later.
You got to laugh at it. Yeah, wow. Well, I saw Terrell
Kevin
Davis.
Harlan later, right? The real Kevin Harlan?
No, I've seen him. Hey, that's definitely him.
Hey, no, I'm going to make Kevin show us his I'm going to have him pull out his driver's license.
Some
Kevin, I need to see that damn driver's license right now. I want to see it. Damn.
He's bare-chested.
All right. God, man, we're going to be 25 next year.
My mind is mush right now.
All right. Let's jump into the Super Bowl. You all can continue to text in your thoughts. So let's just text in. I thought that must have been Denzel Washington. Show had one too many drinks this week. Thought that was Stephon Diggs. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what text in? It was actually Radio Gold, was it? Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
No, that was radio turd.
It was memory. It was a memory. I'll say that. All right, Clint.
Y'all should point that idiot out to like any security that's around. That is so whack.
Well, does he have it? He has to have a.
He's got has to have a badge, right?
Yeah.
But like it's hard to think about the next question when you don't know if it's the real guy.
That boy
you
know said I mean? Less is more twice.
Oh yeah.
Alright, the key matchups in this game. What for you, Clint, in this game between the Chiefs and the Eagles? What are the key matchups?
I think there's two that and of course I think everybody's aware of, but I think there's these are the two biggest ones for me, one on each side. Look, I think Travis Kelce is obviously everybody knows the player that he is and how hell we in Houston definitely know how good he still is and how big of a role he plays on that offense. And the Eagles defense is one of, if not the best defense versus tight ends in terms of handling tight ends. And so that matchup right there I think is huge. Can they eliminate Travis Kelce ultimately from impacting this game the way that he impacted the Texans game?
It's always Kelce for you, isn't it?
Oh, it's always going to be Kelce for me, absolutely. But then when you throw in the stat that the Eagles' defense is really, really
in the middle of the field, that's where they've been attacked.
They've been really good. They're one of the better teams against tight ends.
Tight ends, yeah. But in the middle of the field, like their corners on the outside have been better. It's just and especially since. The injury, a lot of people are not talking about, N'Kobe Dean, especially since he's been injured, they've given up a little bit. Like, Zach Ertz got him pretty good in that last game.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a spot to take advantage of.
Well that's it. Look, I don't think that it matters. Like, Travis Kelce's going to get his impact more than game. Likely. He's going to impact this game, regardless of whether the defense has been good against tight ends all year long or not. That's just a matchup for me that I think could impact this game, obviously. And then when you flip it on the other side and you look at the Chiefs defense and the Eagles offense, it's obviously Saquon Barkley. But Saquon Barkley versus the Chiefs defense, that defense has not given up a 100-yard rusher in 18 straight games and I believe also 18 straight playoff games. And so, you know, you look at one of Kansas City's best going against a defense that's been really good defending tight ends. Over a long period of time. And then you look at one of Philly's best and Saquon Barkley going against a defense that just flat out can't remember the last time they gave up 100 yards to a rusher. I think those two matchups for each one of those superstar players, if you take the quarterbacks out of the mix, I think those two guys are who you focus on first and foremost stopping an offense. And they don't have a work cut out for them, according to the stats, according to what the stats have done have looked like all year long. those two guys are going to have their work cut out. Those are two big matchups.
Yeah, the one to me is Saquon. This game is about him. I think Patrick Mahomes is clearly in this game.
Saquon
Barkley is the most important player for either team in this game.
Saquon!
Because he's going to dictate how the game goes to me. Like he is going to dictate if it is a Jalen Hurts game, which is what the Chiefs want. The Chiefs want Jalen Hurts to throw the ball, you know, north of 30 times. If that happens and Saquon's not getting carries, that is a huge thing. If Saquon is being what Saquon has been all year long, where he is in control of the game and they're allowed to dictate how they want to run offense, and you got to bring guys in to try to help stop him, and then there's AJ when they want to throw it to him, that's the game. But that is it. Spags and the Chiefs defense have to try to win on first down so they can get to third and sevens and third and eights and put it in. And Jalen and their passing game, obviously Brown and Smith and Goddard are good. But for them, you'd much rather have this be a game in which Jalen Hurts is having to throw the ball a lot as opposed to Saquon. So Saquon's the most important player in the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you take Saquon out of the mix and you take Hurts' legs out of the mix in critical downs, you do that in third and long, then you obviously have a big advantage anytime you get a team in third and long. But it's obviously magnified when it's the Eagles, and that just has to do. It's not Joe Burrow. It's not you know Jaden Daniels. It's not. You know, C.J. Stroud even back there throwing the football. It's a little less polished of a passer, and a guy that's been less effective from the pocket than those guys. And so, yeah, you get them in third and long, it's going to be magnified times 10 because it's Philly. The key is I don't know how often they're going to be able to stop those guys and get them in third and long.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think it's the key to the game is him. Like the Chiefs, Joe Mixon. In the playoff game is the season high they've given up to a running back.
Individual running back, yeah.
His 88 yards in that game. And if you look at it, in both playoff games, obviously we all watched the Chiefs-Texans game. There was a period where Joe Mixon in the run game, even the Texans offensive line, that third quarter, that long drive, and hell, really other parts of the game too, took it to the Chiefs' run defense. Now, I think a lot of it, the Chiefs were trying to pressure CJ. But you saw that the third quarter against the Bills started to go off with Cook. There ain't no way that Kellen Moore and the Eagles aren't looking at that and trying to replicate that for the game. So we've seen it. But 88 yards, that's the most anybody has gotten on the Chiefs. All right, someone text in, I am still cracking up. That was wild, bro. Y'all handled it like pros for sure, but I am dying laughing my ass off. Did we handle it like pros? I don't know how you're supposed to handle it.
Well, the thing that made it more difficult was he just sat there. Like when I said, man, that ain't Steph Diggs. That ain't Steph Diggs. He just sat there and looked at us and kept the headset on.
I don't even remember. Did you say it first?
Yeah.
Did I?
Well, I don't know. You said, are you punking us?
Yeah.
And he just looked at you.
I just said, yeah.
I mean, that's wild. That is wild.
I'm down, Tyler.
I
need a shot.
I need several. I'm getting hammered tonight.
I mean, it would be
Tyler.
No, think about it. Think about it.
It would be
great if they had like cameras, TV cameras and stuff. Like that was just some kid walking around here. Some dude walking around here.
Yeah.
Just thought he'd.
Do you think he knows who Stephon Diggs is?
Yes.
He said he trained some of those guys.
Did he?
I mean, I'm sure he knows who Steph is.
I blacked out. Yeah. I blacked out when he told me he was TC or whatever. All right. Once again, though, fake Stephon Diggs, who was there courtesy of the exclusive furniture hot seat. We appreciate you all from whatever they talk about, the drive with Sterner and Euclid. .. Tyler Milner. It will be fake Steph Diggs. That's we're living and dying with it. I'm just letting you know that. All the things, I could dye my hair 15 times. I could lose 100 pounds and gain it back. I could do whatever. The thing that they're going to talk about, fake Steph Diggs. That's what I'm going to talk about. They're gonna talk about it. I could threaten to race Jack Easterby as many times as I want in the exclusive hot seat. Courtesy the exclusive furniture hot seat, Steph Diggs. Also, shout out to our title sponsor, Flight by Yingling. Every time as we've been here during Radio Row, they have been here fueling this thing. So we appreciate our title sponsor, Flight of Yingling. The beer was fantastic this week. Also, Low T Center as well. And those of you who watched Fake Steph Diggs, you were able to watch that courtesy of our Mo Karam Injury Lawyers video stream. So we appreciate all of our sponsors here today. Coming up, now I know for damn sure this is Emmett. Coming up, Emmett Smith, Hall of Fame running back, will join the drive. That's next.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diggs was open.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.